sweet, I'm so tired of you. Every dog must have his day. Sweet, I'm so tired of you. Sweet, I'm so tired of you treating me this way.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you? Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 0 of Standard Deviation. My name is Eve, or the Deviant Nurse, out here on the socials. I am a native Detroiter, a nurse, a mom to an amazing son who just so happens to be on the autism spectrum. I'm a blurred womanist, crafty, creative. I'm also an intuitive reader, empath, and light worker. I am passionate about addressing disparities in marginalized communities, specifically disparities in maternal child health. I am an advocate for authenticity and living in your truth, even if it doesn't fit in a neat little box that is palatable to others. So basically, I'm not saying I'm a rebel. I just lean towards nonconformity. So I've been wanting to do this podcast for quite some time, but I had difficulty with getting started, partially due to imposter syndrome, partially due to being a chronic perfectionist, but mostly due to being unable to articulate my why. And I couldn't launch until I was able to do that. However, over the past week, that why became very clear. And so the best way to make a case for listening to my podcast is to have a little story time. So I lost a friend recently. No, she didn't die, although I'm pretty sure I'm dead to her. And unfortunately, it's not the first time that I've dealt with the breakdown of a friendship. And to be honest, I'm not sure if there is any coming back from what happened. And with this particular ending, it's hitting me different because I never saw it coming. So this friend and I, we had similar life experiences of trauma, healing, feeling unsupported, being divorced, having to figure out a lot of shit on our own, spiritual awakening, so on and so forth. And it had been challenging for me to find someone that could relate to having a dark night of the soul, to commit to doing the hard work of healing past wounds and breaking generational trauma. And I value strong friendships. I believe that there's enough room for all of us to win. I believe that women, black women in particular, are magic. But at the same time, we're not protected. We are constantly held to these standards that are draining and soul-crushing simply because we exist as black women. And the challenge in finding your tribe, your soul family, is that a lot of us are unwilling to do the work, to have those hard conversations, to be vulnerable and stand in our truth. We have normalized an experience that is rooted in trauma and shame just for existing. You know, we're taught to be strong, to be everything to everybody and nothing to ourselves. We're taught to settle for mediocrity, to just push through, and just be grateful for getting the bare minimum. And I spent like the first 35 years of my life doing what was quote unquote expected. You know, I got my education. I got a good old corporate job. I got married, had a baby, regularly attended church. And I was fucking miserable. Not gonna lie. I was just trying to fit into this box made by other people and live up to the standard that left me depleted, anxious, and nothing more than a shell of myself. And so her story was very similar to mine. You know, we actually hung in similar social circles growing up, and we had many mutual friends. But it was only within the past year or so that we became good friends, and we were actually in the process of partnering up to open a metaphysical shop in town. And so she had a chronic health issue that she was being treated for, so she wasn't really going to be fully recovered until the end of the year, which was cool. I had actually taken some much needed time away from the nursing field because I was burned out and on the fast track to having a stress-induced stroke. However, I was comfortable with doing readings for other people. I launched an Etsy shop. I moderated a Discord server for other intuitives, readers, healers, energy workers, etc. And I was making these plans to create content related to health, wellness, spirituality, and authenticity, including collective readings. So there's your context and the setup for what happened next. So I created some content, and I had asked her and a few others for some feedback. And I knew there were some technical challenges right from jump. The sound was not the greatest. There were some choppy transitions, etc. And it was just one of those things where I was like, yo, I already know that the sound sucks. I'm working on it, but if you could just give me some feedback about the content, that's I would appreciate that. And so there was some back and forth about the structure of the video and things I had included in the description. You know, I watch readings on YouTube on a regular basis, and I've also studied the best practices of the more popular readers regarding the setup of the video, descriptors, hashtags, and whatnot. However, I still found what she said to be useful because I had made some assumptions that I shouldn't have. And based on that and the whole technical issue, I was going to redo the reading, taking all of that into account. But the thing is, all this past week, I had sensed something was off. The communication was just, it just wasn't quite there. I'm like, Mercury got to be drinking a whole bunch of Gatorade, because this communication thing is, yeah, it's a hot mess right now. You know, because I find myself having to clarify my statements, and for the most part, this is all over text messages. I had asked her to be a guest on this podcast, and I had thrown around a couple of topics, but it seemed like she was in some kind of brain fog, and I just chalked it up to her chronic insomnia. Plus, she is still in active recovery from her procedure. So I'm like, you know what, let me back off this whole podcast thing for now, so she can take care of herself and, you know, not get overwhelmed. And so she agreed. But then a few days later, I get a text message from her, and she's accusing me of being passive aggressive about the feedback I'd asked for. She said that I had asked for her feedback and that she gave it. How could I ask for something but then tell her what she can and cannot give feedback on? That I had doubted everything she said. That how can she comment on the content if she can't even hear it? And we can't be partners if everything has to go my way. And that's not how a partnership works. So I have high emotional intelligence. I am willing to self-reflect and accept responsibility for anything I say or do that's offensive, hurtful, and sensitive. However, at the same time, I'm very self-aware, and I found her statements to be triggering. You know, I have been subject to years of verbal abuse by my ex, spoken to in a manner that was condescending and accusatory. I actually found the partnership comment to be insulting to my intelligence. Like, I have a degree, I went to school, I know what a partnership is, I know what it's not. you know, why are you talking to me like I don't know these things, you know? And so I had to take some time before responding to that text message to really get out of my feelings, because I knew I was triggered. You know, I had been called a lot of shit, but passive aggressive was a first. Like, are you kidding me right now? But still, I wanted to address some concerns like a grown woman instead of getting overly emotional and responding in a way that was disproportionate to the offense. So what I wrote back was indeed lengthy. I had scrolled back through prior texts and clarified my position. I believe I found where in the exchange things I had said that could have been received as passive aggressive. So I offered an apology. I affirmed her feelings. I let her know that I did value her feedback and that my pushing back was not me doubting her knowledge and expertise, but offering an opposing point of view based on my knowledge and expertise. You know, we're not always going to see eye to eye, and it's cool to agree to disagree. However, I needed my expertise to be respected as well. And I let her know that I was not okay with how she had addressed me. I'm willing to talk it out and resolve it 100%. I had sensed something else was going on that was totally unrelated to this whole feedback situation. But disrespecting me and talking to me any kind of way? Nah, sis. No. That's what we're not finna do. And instead of talking through it like adults, she doubled down on her position and flat out said that she was not going to read anything I had written. And she knows I'm verbose as fuck. I can get very wordy. And it's actually something that we have in common. And given like me, she has endured more than her fair share of trauma and heartbreak, verbal abuse, having another person's insecurities projected onto her, being on the receiving end of inflammatory remarks, I was just floored. And for those same reasons, I knew that I had to tread carefully in what I said next. Because I didn't want to come off as being dismissive, invalidating, gaslighting her, guilt tripping her, blame shifting, all that stuff. However, I was going to keep it a buck. I was going to call her out for exhibiting those same toxic behaviors that we both had been traumatized for in the past. Or traumatized by, you know. And I stood my ground. And I wasn't going to give her a pass for how she said what she said. And I guess you could say that she went ahead and stood her ground also. And her response became even more mean-spirited and ironically passive-aggressive. Things like, all right, whatever you say. Let me know how that works out for you. All that was stated was fact. So when you're done being quote-unquote attacked and deal with it, I'll be around. Y'all. Basically, I felt like she told me, I really don't give a fuck about what you think. I don't. This is what you did. Fuck your feelings. I'll talk to you however I want. No, you wronged me. And I don't care what you have to say. And that was like getting punched in the gut, because I had never expected her to be the one who invalidated me. Not someone who has lived a similar experience. Certainly not her, who knows what it feels like. But she did. And she took away my right to have a voice and to be heard. And I have spent a good portion of my 42 years on this earth fighting to simply exist and take up space to be valued, respected, considered. I have navigated toxic relationships, friendships, workspaces. You know, people had shown me on numerous occasions that they really don't give a fuck about me, my well-being, safety, security, or my personhood. And at 42 years old, my fucks have runneth dry. So I had a spare set of her keys because I had been running errands for her and helping her out at her post-op visits with the doctor, transportation, stuff like that. So I gave her shit back. It included a note that said that while I valued her friendship and was truly concerned with her well-being, I would not sacrifice my peace and my healing and become the target of vitriol. Especially misplaced vitriol. I slipped under her door and I went on about my day with a clear conscience. Because here's the thing. I have strong fire placements. Aries Sun, Leo Moon, Leo Rising. So, yeah. I'm also introverted. And combine that with being intuitive and able to see and feel energy shifts and learning to trust my intuition and trust myself, I will shut all this shit down, okay? To protect my peace, absolutely. I will cut it off. And so I did. So I had to give myself some kudos for recognizing a flaming red hot flag, maintaining my boundaries, and opting out at the first instance. I'm trying not to look at this recent breakdown as an indicator that something must be inherently wrong with me, you know. I'm trying not to take it as it obviously meaning I'm a bad friend and that I'm not worthy of having a tribe. I am really trying to reframe this experience and not take it as a sign that I am just doomed to not only being a spinster when it comes to love, but a recluse in friendships. So, yeah, I lost a friend. Because I wasn't going to conform or concede just to make her comfortable. I walked away from a job earlier this year for similar reasons, which is major for someone who is a recovering workaholic. This year, I had to learn to stop mourning the loss of relationships that were only intended to be seasonal and not for my greatest and highest good. And I am fully aware that this could result in an extended period of aloneness, being a hermit or whatever. But I realized that instead of searching for the safe space to just exist and then being disappointed that I can't find it, fuck it, I'm going to create it. So that's my why. This platform is for us like-minded souls, the deviants, the nonconformists, the truth seers, light workers, the ones who think differently and challenge the status quo and antiquated societal norms that no longer serve us, plus the ones willing to do the work to get there. I am creating that safe space to just be, because we need this. We need this. So I thank you so much for listening. You know, it's my hope that I've said something that resonates with you and compels you to tune in for the next episode. Once again, welcome to Standard Deviation. Peace and blessings.